Уважаемый господин...
Mr. President, distinguished colleagues, first of all, we would like to express appreciation to the Swiss presidency. We commend the consistent efforts made by Ambassador Sabrina Della Fior and her colleagues, which made it possible to take the important decision to begin practical work by the subsidiary bodies of the CD. We note the high level of professionalism of the coordinators of the subsidiary bodies and the constructive approach by delegations to achieving tangible results. Without prejudicing the outcome, we hope for the development of a thorough, detailed discussion on all items of the CD's agenda, with the goal on expanding the areas of converging interests. It seems to us that this is a task which can be achieved, if, of course, delegations demonstrate due perseverance. Second, we hope that, in parallel with the thematic discussions, the new Syrian presidency will pay the necessary attention to seeking optimal ways of developing a comprehensive and balanced program of work for the CD, taking into account previous experience. We support the intention of the presidency to carry out work in this area with participants in the conference, and we will provide him every assistance. Having said that, while we recognize the particular role of the presidency in this process, as provided for by the rules of procedure, we would like to emphasize that agreeing upon a program of work is our common priority. It requires the participation of all delegations. The Russian delegation has not only participated in collective efforts to find mutually acceptable solutions, but we've also made a concrete contribution to this process, and we are prepared to continue doing that now. We hope that among the other legacies accumulated over the many years of the CD's activities, the president, in searching for various options for a balanced program of work, that he will also be able to use our ideas. The most recent one was a document that was presented during Russia's presidency of the CD last year, document CD/WP600, which combined work on two subjects, nuclear disarmament and WMD terrorism. Just a few years earlier, we proposed a temporary compromise solution, as at the time it wasn't possible to achieve anything more serious. Now, the proposal was that the CD delegations agree on a simplified, so-called simplified program of work, which would provide for discussion mandates on all of the key items on the CD's agenda. In a way, what the conference then achieved last year, which was the working group on the way forward, and the current discussions of the subsidiary bodies, all of this could be considered a further development of this idea. Russia is not claiming a copyright on any of these ideas. They remain on the table before the conference, and in our view, they can still play a useful role in seeking mutually acceptable outcomes. At the same time, we would like once again to call all delegations represented at the conference to refrain from turning it into a forum for taking a politicized approach to acute and, above all, regional issues, which do not directly have to do with the CD's agenda. Such steps not only do not contribute to the productive functioning of our forum, but on the contrary, they poison the atmosphere of mutual relations among its participants. making a contribution to resolving the world's problems is something that the CD can't do in any case because of the specifics of its mandate. For this, there are other bodies, in particular the UN Security Council. In conclusion, we would like once again to wish the new presidency of the CD every success, and we reaffirm our determination to work constructively with him and with the six presidents of the 2018 session and all delegations in resolving our common goals of returning the conference to constructive negotiating work. Thank you, Mr. President.